Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me this week, the wonderful Lady Giggles.
Hello!
Who has just been baking.
Mm-hmm.
And Jazz Chicken. And Milo the cat. Hello, Milo. thank you very much. So, last week we had some questions from the audience.
Q and A's.
Q in your A's.
Q in my A's.
And we had a load of good, fantastic subjects from various people. One of them was quite a long thing, so I didn't read it out.
He did the same with one of my things as well. He's like, all of this!
So you're like, the particular chat we're talking about is Kit, and if our listeners will remember, Kit was actually on the podcast
and just didn't stop talking. He did it all in one breath.
he is an amazing podcaster. So his reply on the initial message was, worst of all time podcast. We can discuss films, games, and books, and presidents, and all of your worst things or worst fears. And he wants us to do a podcast on D&D as well. Which the D&D one we'd like to look into, because in general we like playing D&D, and Dave's written a great campaign that we can't seem to get to the end of.
No.
So we will look into that. I want to revive my character of Milo Ploppybottom as well, who is a half cat.
He's like a werewolf, but he turns into like a tiger or something. Mm.
And his daddy, Timmy Ploppybottom, was killed by bees, and Milo ran off to avenge him, not realising that the bees died themselves when they stung him to death. So, yeah. And then he got distracted by something shiny, I believe.
Yeah, and you ran off, didn't you?
He ran after it, and which led him to the adventure that they were on.
Kept trying to coax Billy Piper to drown herself.
Yeah, yes. And succeeded quite a lot.
You did.
I got 20, so Billy Piper jumped off a cliff, tried to drown herself, and then she was like, "No, I don't believe you," because
the doctor was not there.
Yeah, she was looking for the doctor. Hurt. Yeah,
she's clearly stupid, apparently, but not that stupid.
But that's just because you were so persuasive. You see, that's what
I was so convinced.
It's like you got a royal roll for bluff, and then you get a straight 20, and I'm like, well, I guess it works.
She starts to drown.
It was meant to be really difficult, but you did it.
And I remember my character was running away from...
That was in a different game, wasn't it? Your character was running away from these monsters.
Oh, that was, yeah, that was...
And then you tripped over
a twig. Yeah. And I was like, oh, great, thanks.
It's like, you were right there.
So the end of the cave is just like two spaces away. Really? It's a twig.
And you got captured.
Bloody twigs.
But
I steer right round them when I walk now. Yeah. Don't trust them at all.
Whenever you walk in real life, you're always like, oh, there's a twig over there.
Side step round it.
I'll cross the road. So in that
twig
case,
a natural highwayman.
One of your worst things is twigs. You don't like twigs.
Your money or your life.
Oh, I jump on them. Yeah.
You jump on twigs. Curse you, twig. So I guess we should talk. That was quite a good introduction to worst sort of moments. I couldn't think of a worst moment in D&D, really. I've always had a good time. Remember when I said, let's chain lightning. I want to chain lightning between a...
Doing a chain lightning spell, and you wanted to go from his nipple, no, for his penis to his nose. And then you rolled a high roll as well, and it's like, well, it happens.
So for you, your worst D&D player is me, because I always end up doing the weird.
Well, it's good though, because I always say, if it's possible, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
So you say this, it's like, well, it's possible. Let's see what the dice say. And the dice go, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I'll definitely work.
It's so stupid, I love it.
The fact that I said the doctor might be down there. Jump down, and then Billy Piper was like, okay.
And you're like, no.
And you,
Hold your head underwater. Maybe you just didn't see it.
He's okay. Underwater.
No.
Do it again.
No. You lie.
Didn't we spit on her as well? And it, like...
I don't know. I can't remember.
We did a lot of weird, fucked up shit to believe.
No, yeah, you did. You and...
Yeah, you wouldn't leave her alone.
Yeah, you
me and Shadow Pixie.
Yeah, you and Shadow Pixie.
We were literally just torturing Billy Piper. Yeah. And then we went down to torture her even more.
Shadow just kept getting high on, like, mushroom goop or whatever.
No, jam.
Jam, that was
jam.
It.
She kept eating jam. Yeah, she was just
And when we left, she was in my pocket.
Magic mushroom jam, yeah.
Yeah, the last time,
she was in my pocket. She was sleeping, sleeping off the high of jam in my pocket. Yeah.
She was high on jam.
I couldn't open my pocket because it was full of jam.
She kept going and demanding jam off people.
She kept trying to, like, with a cotton bud, put it in your ear and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and kept missing.
She kept hitting the side of her neck. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm trying to get you high on jam.
But I'm high myself.
I'm too high to put the jam in your ear. So, yeah.
Good time.
It's the best is the explanations for when they miss and they just sort of like punch each other sort of thing. We're not really on the subject of worse at the moment.
No.
But, so yeah, what would you say is like your worst film that you've ever seen, for example? Let's go for film as a starting point.
Worst film. Avatar The Last Airbender most definitely is a terrible film.
Oh, it's because it's so brilliant. I love it.
I love the cartoon series. Absolutely.
The cartoon series is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, the anime series, should I say. But the film, it was awful.
But that's why it's so brilliant. I love it. It's so terribly wrong.
The weirdest thing is, because we watched the animated series, and at one point they have the line in there, I knew from when you were a child that you'd be a bender.
Yeah.
And I did not.
Yeah.
I did not smirk. I did not laugh. But when they said it in live action, for some reason,
you did.
I just
burst
out laughing. I was just like, what? Didn't they think of, like, couldn't they have said a waterbender? Because that is just saying bender. Just saying it's so weird.
Although when you said waterbender, that made me laugh. See, if I would have said, how about an earthbender? See, you don't laugh.
Or an airbender.
Or an airbender. But the worst bit, water, made me think of jizz. I don't ask me why. It just did.
I always thought you'd be a jizz bender. Do you reckon water benders can manipulate jizz?
They do blood.
They do blood
bending.
That's the best thing in one of the best things in Legend of Korra, because there's a whole cult
based on
blood
bending.
And they're all just like, we're fucking
and
Nazis.
It's, yeah, it's dark magic.
Yeah.
And Steve Blum voices the main villain.
Yes, he does.
He actually has a way to block the. Can we watch the Legend of Korra now?
Yeah.
Is it Space Odyssey, where, like, just nothing really happens until eventually the computer on the ship
goes crazy?
Goes a bit crazy, but, and then it's like, what are you doing, Dave? Don't do that, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm falling asleep here. Don't do it, Dave.
I
want to. It's boring. I'm bored
now.
I have to agree, like, and stuff like Citizen Kane, where people are like, oh, it's the greatest film ever. And I've sat down and watched it, and I was like,
I haven't seen it. I won't be able to comment.
Yeah, there's a few films, like big films, that people are always like, this is the greatest film ever. And I might get shot for saying this, but I've not been.
Sausage Party, that was terrible. Hated that.
But the worst of it was really good right up to until the end. The end was an anticlimax. Just like,
well, they all started having a massive.
Yeah, yeah, and just like they just felt like it just felt like they ran out of ideas for the ending. You just like. Oh.
I thought it was just messed up, because it's the idea of, like,
some of the jokes in
all the food is anthropomorphic.
I think there was too many sex jokes and dick jokes in it that I just didn't get
on. But they're wieners.
And?
that's the joke. They're all wieners. I want to put my wiener in your bun.
You don't need to do that for the entire film. I'm a wiener. Oh no, they didn't really do that, but you know what I mean.
I mean, they sort of did, actually.
Yeah, they did, really.
That one guy was like, I love this wiener. And they,
that one guy that found like a fucking sausage, and then he's just like, I'm going to eat this sausage, and then he got his head chopped off. Spoilers if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, because he got high, didn't he? And then they
he got like, high on crack.
Yeah, then he was like, they're talking to him. Oh my God, they're talking to me. Never have a real life sword in your house.
Yeah, it's like,
that's
yeah.
Proof.
Yeah.
Although,
or at least
I really
blunt it.
Yeah, or at least blunt it, yeah.
That reminds me of that guy that had, he was having a row with his girlfriend, and she goes, I'm going to call my ex, and he's going to come and beat you up. And he went, bring it on. So she did. And the guy came at him and he picked up what was next to him, which was a Master Sword replica.
Yeah.
And this guy got stabbed with the Master Sword. And he's like, oh! He's like Ganon.
Like
the
dark power came out of him.
And then when they took him to... obviously, he went to court as a criminal case. And the judge went, I'm not going to fucking entertain this. Like, you got stabbed with the Master Sword from Legend of Zelda. Like, you're obviously evil. But I think the guy got off. He didn't.
I think he did, actually.
He didn't go to prison.
He got off on it.
Yeah,
he jumped off
in the court. And he's like, I'm pretty much the hero of time, bitches. I'm going to go back and erase this.
Here comes
like,
the Triforce!
The judge is like, he's the hero of time. We can't argue with him. He stabbed that guy who was evil. The worst thing is I watch films and I end up going and seeing like the good side of it.
Yeah.
But one film that I can't do that with is the remake of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the one with Johnny Depp.
See, that's the thing. I like both films for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah, same. Yeah.
It's not because I'm comparing it with that one. I just didn't like it. Yeah. I thought the way they presented Willy Wonka, like the Michael Jackson sort of style.
That's more closer to the book.
It might be, but I didn't. Doesn't mean that
I like it though. That's true.
And when I read the book, I don't.
You don't see him that way.
I don't think of him being creepy and Michael Jackson-y. He's creepy, definitely, but not the way that they did it. And yeah, it just didn't sit with me. The whole massive like. Dance routines with the Oompa Loompas as well. It was like,
yeah,
they've got millions of CGI Oompa Loompas.
That was the only bit I didn't like with the Oompa Loompa songs. I couldn't hear anything that was being sung.
No, I would have. Yeah, literally. I'm like, okay.
What's
and
going on?
They're all bouncing or doing the whole, what's it, with the arms, you know.
And it's one guy doing the entire thing. I guess if I watched it again, I might find something that I liked with it, but it just...
I like the whole squirrel. The squirrel. Where they're cracking the nuts.
And they crack her head open. She
and how, and watching,
want
and watching how they
squirrel.
Yeah, watching how they did it on the DVD, how they actually made them train them to do it, because the actual squirrels actually do it.
Yeah.
So they've trained the squirrel to actually break the nut without actually breaking the nut itself. And it's really, it's like, that must have taken forever.
Do you reckon that they actually killed the girl?
No.
That's a shame.
Because you saw her walk out at the end.
Yeah, but that could just be like, they made a cyborg. Yeah.
And it's a man.
It's a 42-year-old man. And he's there just like, right, it's me. I want a squirrel. I want a root of salt. It's like, all right, what, how much for the root of salt?
All right, well, I won't get. How much for the 40-year-old man?
I'll buy it all. Anything for Aruka? He's my favourite character. In all the iterations, he should be in every movie.
How much for your money?
Like,
what? Nothing.
I'll say friends of the show, Aaron and
you're all friends.
James actually recommended a film called Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's got Chris
Someone
Evans in
pierces
it.
Pierces the snow.
You need to watch it. It's on Netflix in a second.
Just man going, ha! And punching snow.
It's basically a train travelling across the
whole entire world.
Yeah. And it has to travel non-stop. If it stops, it'll freeze. The rest of the world is just frozen over.
Right.
And like Chris Evans is in it, so Captain America. And there's quite
a good cast, actually.
Yeah, there's a load of stars in it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to list them now. But but Captain America, I mean, yeah. Come on.
It's a good film.
And that is sort of, if you look into it, if you think about it, it's basically like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's fucking great. You need to watch it.
Yeah.
Right, Wonka, how much for the train?
Yeah.
All right, Wonka, how much?
But there's some really messed up bits in there as well, and some, I think it was made by a Korean studio.
No idea.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of like hyper violence in it and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd love it. You need to watch it, and then we'll talk about it on the podcast.
So what are the worst things that was there?
We put worst presidents.
I mean, we never really had presidents.
Yeah.
Unless you want to say worst prime ministers.
I don't have preference.
I just think most politicians are crap. But
pretty much all of them lie, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Lie for their teeth just to get where they want to be.
Yep.
So, for that, everyone. games?
Worst games?
Again, it's the worst thing is I always find something that I like in a game.
Yeah.
I'm really awful.
I have been making a list to either stream bad games or record bad games because there is something special about playing a bad game.
Yeah.
E.T. for the Atari, I mean, yes, it was bad, but there was, I wouldn't say it was absolutely tragic and awful.
Yeah.
But it was bad. I mean, there was, if you had to give it time to figure out what you needed to do, once you knew what you needed to do, it wasn't so bad. So I think the badness was that you just wandered around going, what is going on?
What am I meant to be doing?
There is one game that completely smashed the terrible, which I'll never play again and never record because it's rage-inducing bad. I forget what it's called. It's one where there's like these giant titan monster-y
things. Girls' Garden.
No. There's no titans in that at all. You're thinking of bears.
Oh, okay. I was getting confused.
And you give them honey.
I remember this one.
It was in game. It's not been out that long.
Yeah, it's like this big thing where you've got to defend
You've got to hack off their limbs to defend this town. But it was awful. It was like they tried to make a phone game into a console type game. It's as if the designers or whoever wrote it didn't really think of much of a plot or thing to do. I mainly kind of went for it because I was like, oh, they're a massive monster. I was thinking Shadow of the Colossus type thing because that's a beautiful game.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe it's going to be like something like that. And all the giants are exactly the same, just with different clothing. When they walk,
I'm wearing a top hat.
Yeah. When they destroy buildings, it disintegrates to dust. So there's no real destruction or anything. It's like, oh.
Goes poof.
And throughout the entire levels, I could name even more bad things, but the one thing that, oh God, it frustrated me so much. When you start, it's like, oh, you gotta kill the bad guys, the big bad guys, the giant bad guy, you gotta kill them, the bad guys, and then the civilians are dying, you gotta save the civilians, kill the bad guys, and then when the bad guys get into the town and start trashing things, they start going, they're destroying the town, what are you doing? And I'm like, shut up, please.
It's just the worst voice acting, sort of like, let me enjoy
the game. I'm sorry, I got really into it then, but you see my frustration. And I
think this is what Kit was after. Yeah.
That was the only game in my entire gaming life that I just frantically pulled that disc out of the console and threw it, and was like, right, that's going straight back into the shop.
There was one that I got for Christmas, and I can't remember what it was called. Your mum got it for me for Christmas, and it was like a first-person shooting game, and I was like, all right, I'll give this a go. And I loaded it up. Do you remember? And literally, I'd get 2 seconds into playing it and it would just crash. And it was it was really bizarre. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, I remember.
I've still got it somewhere. Yeah. But it was like Anarchy or something, or...
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember. Yeah, but it was like... the idea of it was quite good, and I think I did a training level, and I was like, this might be something that actually gets me into playing online with people. But then every time I loaded it up, it would just be like,
I did wonder why you stopped playing. You didn't play it because
I played it a couple of times. Tried to play it a couple of times, and it just kept crashing.
It's always disappointing when that happens. You're like, this could have been a good game, but it's broken.
But it wouldn't even let me really play
at all, sort of thing. It was just like crash. And then I tried to redo it a couple of times, and it was just like, you're not crash. Getting this.
No.
And I think the game actually got awful. I checked out the reviews for it, and it was just like, it's almost unplayable. Like, you, even people that had got so far, they were just finding that like levels were missing, so they'd load into a level and they'd just fall. And then it was like, okay.
There's one game I might just have to do a one-off small stream of it. It's one of the terrible games on Steam, and it's a construction game where you build tower blocks, but it seems to build them in real time. So when you put your plot down in a plan for the building and where you want it and everything, and you watch the workers go, but it goes pretty much in real time.
Oh God!
So yeah, you'll be there.
Weeks. It's going to take 7 weeks.
You're going to be there for weeks and months.
Christ!
And you can't turn it off or anything. You can't, and I don't think you can save it. And I was like, huh?
No, maybe not.
How did that make like no, get the green not. Light to go yeah. ahead?
Are you actually looking up that game?
I was trying to, but I can't.
It was on PlayStation 3, wasn't it?
Yeah. Maybe? I can't find it.
Yeah.
Because
I remember Mum buying it, because it was quite cheap anyway when she bought it. So it was, she was like, she had some extra money to spend. She was like, oh, we were talking about, because we saw the advert for the game, and she was like, oh, is that something Tim would like? And I was like, well, he was thinking about it, and so that's when she bought it. Because she then saw it and said, oh, it was really cheap. Well, not cheap, but cheaper than a normal PlayStation.
It might have been because it was just...
Maybe.
Because it was just broken. But what I did play of it, I was like, yeah, it's all right. But then it ruined the experience for me when...
Yeah.
Then again, I've had it with games where the game has been really nice. Like Halo. I think it was Halo 3. I had that on the 360 and I was playing that. And then it was like, a friend of mine was like, you should play online with us. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then I didn't play again after that because it was just like...
No, because the games can kill you.
I had fun playing the online stuff, but there's so many people screaming, like, abuse and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
there's no need for that.
I'm going to fucking rape you to death, Big Timmy. And I'm like, if you can catch me! I was there just like, this isn't nice.
No.
And then I had some kid
dressed...
There's
no need for that.
Some kid is dressed in Bieber was like, I'm going to kill all the British! And I was like, no, you're not. You're just in Bieber.
Yeah,
most of the games I tend to get, I don't really go out and buy impulse games anyway. I generally tend to be like, is it Nintendo? Oh, Nintendo yeah. will do. Yeah, it's difficult for me to think of a bad game.
Sonic Boom.
Having played Sonic Boom.
No, true. I wanted to play Sonic Forces as well?
The worst thing is, see, this is the difficult part for me. Because the thing is, I was playing that game and I made a character that looked like Milo and was like, it's Milo. And then, again, the game wasn't amazing, but there was a bit in it where Sonic was like, hey, buddy. And I was like, because, like, 4-year-old me, thinking back to my childhood, I was always like, Sonic's my friend, he likes me. I'm not going to kill myself. And then when he said that, and he called me Buddy, and I was like, well, he called Milo Buddy, I guess, technically.
Whereas child me called him Snogget.
Yeah. Snogget.
We got Snogget the Hedgehog.
The Hedgehog.
You mean Sonic? That's what I said. No, you didn't. That's when we got out of the Mars system, the very first one.
Yeah. That was, I remember playing those games. And having that connection with Sonic, so when it came to that, and I've got to say, I did enjoy it, but yeah, some of it was like...
Is there a game that you enjoy, but you just have a hard time playing it?
I do.
Lady Giggles.
Okay.
You don't have to raise your hand.
Sorry, I just wanted to, because that's what you looked at Tim, so I was like, I didn't want to interrupt just in case you had an answer. Okami for the Wii.
Okami. Oh, is that the where you're like a wolf?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, brilliant game, and I love it.
I've always wanted to play it, but never.
It's amazing, but because on the Wii, It's all the motion controlled. Yeah. You have to get the slices correct to be able to do certain things. And so you're going, ha! Ha!
Yeah.
Ha! Ah! Yeah, literally. And you're just like, you do it about six times. And then it kind of goes, no. Don't like it. And she's like, you got to do it again. Ha!
Tim comes back from work and like, you've got one arm that's really pumped and ripped.
Oh boy!
you've crushed the Wii controller.
Oh, yeah.
You've now got it. It's ready and waiting for you on the Switch.
It is. Because
it's been remastered. And it's on PlayStation 4 as well.
Yeah. For me, it's the Dark Souls series. I enjoy the game, love the fantasy world and everything, and I really want to take it all in because the art style is amazing, but it's so frustratingly difficult because your character fights incredibly slowly and you're like, just swing the sword! And he's like, eh.
Or maybe that I keep getting people telling me to play the Monster Hunter series, but again, it takes them about a year to do one action.
Yeah.
And they, for the Nintendo ones, they added like, you can have a Link costume, you can have the Master Sword, you can have Samus costume, you can, and I'm there going like, I really want to play this, but I just can't get on with the combat. Like,
yeah, same with Bayonetta as well, because I've had that before. Because I've had the 360, was it on the 360 first?
Yeah.
So I had Bayonetta 1 on 360, and would get to a point, a normal mode, and I was like, this is brilliant, love it. Get to like halfway through the game, and then literally all hell breaks loose, and you're just like going,
the difficulty just spikes
up, and you're just like, just do all the moves that you know, and then you just like keep dying. I'm like, right, easy, don't care.
I am getting through the story. Did you find it was worse on Bayonetta 2 because you started playing that?
On the Wii U, yeah. Yes and no, because obviously again, I haven't quite finished that one yet, have I?
Yeah.
So I haven't quite. I think I'm just about halfway through it now.
So you're about to hit the difficulty spike.
Yeah. So we'll see.
There have been a couple of games that I've bought, and I've sort of played a bit of them, and I've been like, it's not what you've expected, sort of thing, and I was a bit like, okay. So I mean, some of them I have to revisit to finish off. But the worst thing is I keep seeing new ones which are like, oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's the worst of it.
Like, I've got the Sword of Ditto.
Yeah, I'm always trying new stuff just to see if there's like a franchise that grabs me.
I'm playing the Sword of Ditto at the moment. The art style's really nice. And it's sort of like a top-down Zelda game. And the way they've done it seems really interesting sort of thing. So I'm looking forward to playing that. But then I'm also sort of like, because I got it on sale, so I was like, yeah, I got it cheaper. And then I'm like, oh, but I need to finish off like
this, the mountain of games.
Well, I mainly
want to
start
that and finish that.
Because I'm playing at the moment Final Fantasy 12. I think I mentioned that last week. And Mother 3.
Mother 3, yeah. So, you're playing
it. And I really want to be playing Mother 3 all the time because it's so good. It's just so amazing. I'm like playing it going like, yay!
Yeah, because you then go, oh, you can play games, can't you? I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah, like, you play this and then I can play handheld.
Yeah.
So
I glitched out. I was like halfway through a dungeon for Ni No Kuni 2 and I glitched out and I'm like, I've never had a problem with Ni No Kuni 2 ever because I love it. It's a beautiful game and I've put in over 100 hours in this game of how much I love this game. And it's the first time I got the camera just went and then two levels just meshed into one and I'm like, oh.
What am I doing?
And I'm literally just in a small corridor going back and forth going, help, 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 I'm stuck, help. Oh no, we have to reset. No.
When did I last save?
Progress.
And the worst of it is a dungeon where you can't save. So I've done 13 levels of this dungeon.
And you have to do it all again.
Yeah, and I picked up pretty much half the stuff I needed because it's resources.
Yeah.
And, you know, and level grinding. And I'm like, oh, I've gone up two levels, got tons of resources. Balls.
Can you think of any movies that no, we already
we've done movies. We've done
books, sorry. Are there any books that you've read and you've been like, so, man, that was a waste of time?
I'm not really a big reader because there's not really books that grab me. I've tried, because fantasy is the genre I enjoy, so I've tried many fantasy novels, and not sexual fantasy, but...
but you hasten to add.
Just to put it out there. But yeah, I've gone for like Oscar, well, not Oscar winning, but ones that have won awards for their books. So I'm like, well, these got to be good. And there's like 20 books in this franchise. I was like, okay, I'll grab the first one. And I read the first like 10 pages and they're still describing the same person. And I'm like, get on with it. Well, that one was a waste. So there's not many books I've gone for. There's still one book that I have kept hold of. Which is called Blood Bowl, which is based on a board game, which is now turned into a computer game. And it's a very violent rugby, and the book itself is just daft and silly, and I like it.
I'm trying to think, cause the worst thing is, I've got to the
serious end. At the same time as well. Yeah. That's kind of what made me stick
with it. Yeah. I've got to the end of certain series and gone, oh, that's how they ended it. Like, there was the I think it's called, like, the Mage Trilogy, and it's about these sort of three books about this basically there was quite a few books in the series. It started off where there was this sort of this woman and this bloke who were parts of two different classes of mage, and they sort of broke the rules, but then he became like pure evil sort of thing, started experimenting on humans and making weird, fucked up homunculi.
I was about to say, it's not the one I'm reading, is it?
No, it's not. No. And then they ended up... she ended up leading a group of people to another land where they sort of mixed with the locals, but sort of kept... They live with the locals, but they keep separate. And they, for some reason, have all the power over the
locals.
The locals. And then the local... eventually... one of the locals, like hundreds of years later, where they look at this woman as being like a deity sort of thing, he ends up being able to do magic naturally sort of thing, and they end up, there's a load of stuff where like they're like, we'll kill him, we're going to chop his head off and all this sort of thing, and then he ends up becoming like the king sort of thing, and then there's there's the initial book, which is the prequel book, which was made afterwards apparently, which I read it in order, so it didn't matter to me. Then there's this trilogy of books about the guy sort of dealing with his powers and becoming this thing, and then it finally goes into a final chapter where basically his kids are then doing some stuff, and it was a really good series. Can't remember what it's called now. Something like the Reluctant Mage, I think, was the first book. And yeah, the way it ended, I was a bit like, oh, okay, I guess that's all right. And you're sort of a bit like,
just deflated.
Yeah, I think because I'd read so many books and sort of thing, and it was sort of like, I sort of wanted it to be a bit more. The book series that you're reading at the moment, which is the
Shadow.
Yeah, it's a Shadow something, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's basically about
shadows,
and they just it's about an assassin basically, and that was really good. And the way that ended, I was sort of like, it was sad to let go of it, I think is the best way to say it, because I was like, oh, I like these characters, and they sort of like, I'm not going to be able to read about them anymore. That's my problem, I get attached to people. I get attached to fictional people, and then I'm like, oh, they're all dead.
Yeah.
I've been reading some good books. Well, that's the worst thing, because I'll read a book and I'll find an element that I like.
Yeah.
And then I don't really think there's not been any books where I've read it, started reading it, and been like, oh, this is dog shit. I think some of the the Green Arrow comics, when they did the new 52 Green Arrow comics, I stopped collecting them because it was just... It just didn't feel like
your Green Arrow.
Yeah.
The Green Arrow, you know.
Because he was a bit of an asshole. He wasn't like... Green Arrow in general sort of is like a... He's like a Robin Hood sort of character. So he fights against the sort of oppressors. And this Green Arrow that they'd done for the New 52 is basically like, fuck everyone. I'm sort of selfish. And you were like, that's not really... It's not really yeah. Oliver Queen. I didn't feel the character was very likable. And so I wish I'd gone back to it because some writers that I quite enjoyed some of their other work, they did like a Wolverine series, writer and an artist.
Oh, okay.
And they moved on to it and it might have picked up after that.
Better, yeah. But,
yeah, I sort of like the social justice Green Arrow who's like, I'm going to fight for the oppressed sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he has to balance the fact that he's a billionaire, like, with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Going out and fighting crime. Yeah. There was a Joker book that I got as well that I wasn't very impressed with afterwards. It was like a Joker origin story. And it was called Joker. And that came off... They jammed in, like, Harley Quinn. She was, like, working as a waitress. And he was like she inspired him, and he was like sent her a load of money, sort of thing. And yeah, I was sort of like I like the mystery behind the Joker story, and they tried to take it away.
Yeah,
and they tried to make it edgy and stuff.
They're doing that with a lot of films now, where they're doing lots of origin stories, and you're just like, don't
bother,
just leave it a mystery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Leave it. That's so the whole we point can of theorize. It, yeah.
It's like if you think about the 1989 Batman. They sort of touch on the origin, but it's not like it's not like you're seeing Batman like, oh, I'm learning how to use a batarang now. He sort of goes in and he's basically like, I'm Batman. Throw a batarang, they're going to hit you.
And then the audience goes, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
So I don't think anyone really cares. I liked seeing the Captain America origin story. I think that needed to be told. And the Marvel films have done it well. Thor, he was just Thor.
Yeah.
At the beginning of that film, he was just Thor. So it was like, Hulk. He was Hulk. At the beginning of the Incredible Hulk film, he's just, I'm the Hulk. Don't make me angry. Ooh, okay.
too late. Ooh.
Yeah, a lot of them don't really need it. I wonder if they do another Wolverine film, whether they'll be like, he's been experimented on by... bad guys.
Well, yeah, now they own...
Now Disney's going to do it.
Yeah, now they own it.
Apparently they're already a bit... They're a bit butthurt because obviously they've just merged with Fox at the time of recording, or like recently. And now they're going to lose money on the Dark Phoenix because the reviews are already coming in and people are like, it's no Avengers Endgame.
Well, that's the worst bit. They should have waited, get that out, and then gone.
Well, it was already made.
True.
The deal went through, so they're just like, yeah, there you go. You can finish off your X-Men universe. I guess.
And we can just reboot it the way we like it.
Yeah.
We'll put like Dave as Professor X, and he can creepily perv on Jean Grey. Like, oh, you're a ginger too. Oh.
And put in the
that's the noise you make.
Oh, I'm suddenly bald. Oh.
But it needs to be put properly, like, because some of the lineup for X-Men were like, he's your brother, yet you're in the same. He's a younger brother, yet you're in his.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the less that we talk about those X-Men films.
Yeah, no.
Like, the only one I really enjoyed was the first X-Men.
I liked X2 as well. We should stop talking about the X-Men films. No, because if we're going to go on about films we didn't like, we were disappointed with X3 for me. I was like,
yeah,
there's some
weird.
Really cool bits, and they had Gambit in there, but they never went, this is Gambit. But you see a guy that's dressed like Gambit, like throwing shit at people, like cards and shit, and you're like, why the fuck didn't you put this in the fucking thing? And they did a few bits where I was like, I don't know, some of it I was just like, really?
I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
Vinnie Jones saying that was just like, what the ass?
And why didn't Xavier even just even notice him when he walked in the same room? It's like, weren't you two related?
Yeah.
The problem is, because they did it so well in the cartoon.
And you're there going like, oh, really? That's the thing? I like the fact they put Juggernaut in Deadpool, though, and they made him Juggernaut.
Juggernaut. No, that's how he's supposed to look.
Because he has that helmet is the thing that really fucks him up, sort of thing, makes him that big.
Yeah, because he's got, like, magical armour, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Some shit like that.
I know it wasn't superpowers, it's more magic.
Yeah, it's like... Because Colossus becomes, like, the Juggernaut at one point.
I am the Juggernaut.
Yeah. And he, like, they... There's a whole... I think it's Avengers versus X-Men. They rip it off him and then he becomes part of the Phoenix Force as well. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Confused.com. That's a great series, Avengers versus X-Men. If anyone wants to have a look at some good comics. Worst... I think we're all right at the moment. We might save worst fears for something else.
Worst fear? I suppose that's quick and easy, isn't it? My worst fears is heights.
I don't really think of a worst fear. I mean, I'm genuinely nervous when I go outside. So sometimes when I'm walking, I have my keys between my hand and fingers.
I remember when I went to Rome with my ex and we went to the Vatican City and we were going up all the way up to the top. And we were inside and I was already getting vertigo going up the spiral staircase. And I didn't know why, but I thought, oh, this is interesting. And then we got to the top and I enjoyed the view, but I stood right up against the wall. And she was like, why don't you go take photos of me? And I'm like, because I'm afraid of heights. You know this. And she's like, oh yeah. Like, oh,
look over the edge.
You really are afraid of heights. Yeah, I wasn't joking. Yes. I get this.
Oh, I'm terrified of heights.
I get this thing that Eddie Izzard pointed out very well, that it's not so much of, oh my god, it's high. It's more of, I want to jump. And you're like,
I've had that.
Like, I'm going to just stand pretty back.
We were staying at a hotel in Germany, and I looked over the side and I went,
jump.
Yeah. I wonder what happened if I jumped. And then I was like, maybe I should step away from the side.
Yeah, see, I have the opposite. I'm at heights, I feel like I'm going to fall. Because, like, when we were at university, obviously, we worked in the theatre side. So we had to be up high with all the flying and stuff. If I was on the hemp side, which is all pretty much all rope, and so you have massive big solid wooden blocks to obviously have enough weight to hold the ropes with all the stuff on, that side absolutely fine, no problem whatsoever. But the other side, which was a counterweight side, so obviously you had all the weights and stuff and you're just easily flying in and out, just two single bars for the like handrails.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's one,
I'm gonna fall. One I'm gonna fall. Well.
If I feel incredibly safe, harnessed or whatever, I'm not too worried. But yeah, if it's like just a thin bit of metal or something, yeah, and you're like,
I'm just gonna fall.
I'm not doing that.
No.
And then your brain's like, jump, go on, jump.
I know, so like, see, I just, I said,
no.
I never have the jump feeling. I'm just like, no, I'm gonna fall.
My
brain wants to kill me.
I can't really think of a bad fear that I have. Like something that I'm really fearful for.
Wasps, just, I'm nervous around just because I know my dad is badly allergic to them and I've never been stung by them, so, and I don't want to risk it.
Wasps are bastards.
Yeah, there's that too.
Wasps are absolute bastards. I have been stung by a wasp. I've been stung very first time, right on my neck. Worst place to be stung, obviously, because if you are allergic to, good luck.
Yeah.
I was 6, 7 at the time, and we were in Brighton. And I literally just went, obviously I had something
the
running
wasp,
around.
When the wasp stung you, it said, I'm from Brighton. That's all people from Brighton do.
We're from Brighton, yeah. And I literally, obviously, just frothed it away. Obviously, as you think it's a fly.
Yeah.
Stung. Must have been, obviously, first time. Because my brother was still in the... had a pushchair, so obviously he was... He's 2.5 years younger than I am, so he must have been half full. 4.5, 5, which works out about right.
Yeah, I think he was 4:30. Yeah. It was 4:30 in the afternoon.
But yeah, wasps are bastards. Like spiders, I don't mind a spider if I know where it is. If it then decides to jump at me, that's when I fucking kill it.
The moment they scurry super fast, I'm like,
yeah, literally, that's it. Yeah, it's just.
And I'm like, why am I doing that?
Exactly. And I'm like,
fucking squash it.
I'm not fearful of spiders, but it's just not knowing where they are when they just either jump at you. Like, we had one in the bedroom, didn't we? We had a giant one. It was probably about.
Yay big.
Yay big, however big that is. But
for those listening at home, imagine an adult sized fist.
Yeah, an adult sized fist.
Big, that's how thick, big it black was. Legs.
Yeah. And obviously, it was in the bedroom. It was, what, 10:30 at night?
Yeah, we were just about to go to sleep.
And then he just jumped out, and I was like, oh, hello. You're there. And obviously, then we kind of went, oh, I'm like, Tim.
To pay rent.
Yeah, I was like, Tim, we have a spider situation. He was like, okay, I'll go grab a glass. Then he ran away, and I was like, shit, where's it gone? And this one, Milo, came in and went, oh, something just ran across the floor. Dashed to the spider.
I'm going to get it, and I'm going to eat it.
So not knowing what it was, he just like, obviously most likely it was a common house spider.
Yeah.
And the females do get bloody big. Because all the females are always bigger than the males. But, yeah, trying to manhandle this one. Tim was manhandling this one and trying to get a glass at the same time, and I was like, my God, and I was moving stuff out of the way so we can get this spider out.
This one, for those at home, was Milo.
Yeah, so I keep pointing at him.
He's like, yeah. I want to eat it and kill it, but it might be venomous. I don't care.
Stick it in my mouth.
So, yeah.
I guess my main fear is it's probably you leaving me, actually, don't you? I'm like, I was just thinking about it, just been like, yeah, that's probably it. You just turn around and been like, oh, wait, it's you that I'm married. She's looking at me like, what's that supposed to mean?
But you go poof into smoke.
Yeah. Or I wake up and it turns out that you go like, I've got something to tell you, and you pull your mask off and you're Dave. And I'm like, he's like, you're my wife now, Dave. And I'm like,
and yet here we are in the same room together.
Oh, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as mirrors, is there?
True.
It's an elaborate trick with mirrors.
I keep telling you, I'm an imaginary friend.
Yeah. My main worry is, I guess, you realising that, and then maybe Jazz Chicken realising that I'm a dick, and he's like, oh, everyone just abandoned. It's not really people abandoning me, because part of me does like being solitary and standing on mountains alone in thunderstorms, but for dramatic effect, my hair's windswept and stuff. But I guess the idea that people will be like, oh, actually, we hate you now, maybe
the fear of people not liking you.
Yeah, but I don't really think it would bother me when people don't like me, I'm not like, oh my God, I can't believe so-and-so doesn't like me.
Well, yeah.
Because there's a guy at work that hates me. Maybe I should cut that out in case he gets upset if he hears it and he's like, you're not supposed to tell people I hate you.
Well, the worst of it is like anything. True. It's like when you're younger, like, you know, 10, 12, 14, 16, and you have a social circle with people at school and college.
People hated me at school and probably at college as well, but it never. I'd just be like, I think at school I was like, oh, we're good, but by the time I got to college, I was like, fuck those people, I don't give a shit what they think.
Yeah, see, I think I was, because I was never the popular person.
Yeah.
So I never, I had a few really close friends that would always. I'm only in contact with one. And she's amazing. I love her to pieces.
Shout out to Rachel.
Yeah, shout out to Rachel if you're listening. It's just like...
Well,
I did try and, go with them and try and be like them, but no one really liked me, so I was like, oh, okay.
I grew up pretty much like, everyone I'm fine with and awesome because none of you have done any wrong to me, so why shouldn't I hate you? And then some people were like, yeah, you're right, I like you too. And then others were like, I hate you anyway. And I'm like, okay. And then I find that later on, towards the end of school, my friends were like, yeah, I actually hated you, but I just thought I'd be a dick and pretend. And I'm like... What? Okay.
That's
and then it's like, all right, next school, clean slate, let's go. I don't mind any of you guys, even these guys that were dicks. And it's the same process again. I'm like, what is it I'm doing?
Yeah, I think it's...
Is it like when I speak, I'm hearing the words I'm wanting to say, but play it back, and it will literally be, you fucking way, I fucking hate you, I shagged a bear. And they're like, yeah, I don't like that guy.
Yeah. Two in your face, man.
I wish you'd just stop saying anti-Semitic things.
That's the thing that really gets me. No, I think it's... I think it's not like people in general, it's just people that I like. It's the realisation that you'll all discover that I'm a complete bell end one day and just be like, oh, we should just leave. But I guess
why would I make you cakes if you're a complete bell end?
This is like, I can't, yeah.
Bell end cakes. I'm
a bell.
It just says on the cake, you're a bell end. And I'm like, that's why I'm worried that you'll think I'm a bell end, because you've written on a cake. No, it's not, I'm not saying
I
it's
bought
rational.
You a hero trophy no, that says that you've been a badger's best friend.
Yeah, but it's not a. Sometimes fears are irrational.
Yeah, it's irrational.
You guys can go, like, you guys are having a go at me, like, oh, how can you feel that way? It's like,
how dare you?
I can't help but feel that way.
I'm going to go into a room filled with wasps.
That'll teach you.
Yeah, because there's a rational fear, it's like a fear of wasps, and then there's an irrational fear of losing people.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I fear the day that Milo will die because I'm like,
well,
I love him to
bits.
Do I. He's so lovely.
But that's life. Unfortunately.
It is. And that's the perfect place to
where we
end
go
the
down
episode.
And down and dreary and depressive mode.
Yeah, now that we're all depressed, it's the perfect time to mention social media.
Woo!
We're on Facebook and the Twitters and YouTubes at Big Timmy's House.
And Instagram.
And Instagram at BigTimmy87. I mainly post photos of Milo, and apparently I'm getting followed by Nancy Cartwright, who does the voice of Bart Simpson.
Woo!
So, share if you're listening, Nancy.
Hey, woo! That was the first thing that came to mind.
Oh, I was going to say, don't have a cow, man.
Don't have a cow,
oh, you
man.
Would, wouldn't you?
I hate you now. I'm like, oh, well, I lost Dave. Follow Dave on Twitch at JazzChicken87 and check out his streams.
Yeah, also on Big Timmy's House on YouTube, doing
the
jazz pad. I will be uploading your pods. I'll probably whack out a load of them on the week I'm off. Next week.
Go on,
are you on holiday next week?
Yeah. So we'll do about then.
And Lady Giggles, you can add messages of admiration to the Big Timmy's House Facebook page. And make sure you do, you guys, because... she's an administrator on the page, so she can she can comment on your things and say thank you. Thank you, my loyal fans. Milo doesn't have social media, so you can't follow him.
He posts through us, so you know.
Yeah, maybe he'll post some like sexy selfies or something, I don't know.
He'll poop behind the microphone.
Yeah.
Take a dump behind the microphone and do that sort of thing. So yes. Thank you all so much for listening. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I'm Jazz Chicken. There you go, did it once. I did it. I knew who I was.
You know what? That clapping woke Milo up, so you have to just get out of the house still.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bubby. I'm sorry. Did I wake you up?
Yes.
Can you throw me out gentle this time?
I'll throw you at this time, Dave.
Can I just squash him?
Oh, you're heavier than I thought.
I can't lift you. You're dead.